Well, hello everyone. Welcome to GG and the 561. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you being here with me. A couple of things to talk about today that are kind of fun and interesting. Had someone say to me about my podcast. I've been podcasting for over 7 years, over 700, getting close to 1,000 podcasts in various forms under various names. I started podcasting when I still had to tell people it's like the radio. It's radio on demand. It's not that complicated. Now, everybody knows what a podcast is, but do they really understand about individuals who are podcasting what it's really about? GG in the 561. I have two, GG in the 561 and Travel Bistro. Travel Bistro talks about travel related stuff. It may not be about destinations, locations, or modes of travel, but it's travel related. For example, I will very shortly be doing one on a favorite looking bag that I would like to have. I won't get it because it's too costly, but I'm going to talk to you about it on Travel Bistro. GG in the 561, on the other hand, is a general topic podcast. This person's like, well, it's your personal podcast. Well, is it? Isn't everything you create? I have four novels and a children's book on Amazon. And even though they're fiction, pieces of us are in everything we create, absolutely everything. And we're creating in conjunction with a preteen named Kate, a site for her to create content at her young age. It will be all her, but it will be about her. And even though it's not something maybe personal that she will share her feelings necessarily about something, everything we do to create has a personal touch to it. If you have been with me for a long time, throughout my various podcasts on GG and the 561, what prompted me to bring this up really is the fact that, especially during COVID lockdown, I had the opportunity to interview a ton of really interesting people, famous people, people that are living their best life. They're not famous necessarily, but they're living their best life and they're interesting in their own way. Jewelry creators, bartenders, but everyone has a story to tell. Everyone. I don't care who you are. If you bother to listen, to be a good listener, and you spend time with even a stranger, they will share something personal. They will have a story to tell. So please go and look up some of my interviews because these are people that have stories to tell. And if you're bored, you're just hanging out, you're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and you get tired of it, go to GG in the 561, find interviews, and pick one. They're pretty fascinating. And so that's her comment about, well, that's just your personal. Well, yeah, because it's me creating it. But we're all creators of personal things, elements of our personal things. But, okay, now let's talk about today. Do you know what a sandwich cake is? A cake that is a sandwich. Well, you would if you were Scandinavian, because it's a traditional cake they make in Scandinavia. And I love to entertain and I love new things to have. So let me tell you about this cake. It is literally you use ingredients like you would in a sandwich. You take a bowl, you add ham and gherkins and red pepper and onion and egg filling, and you make this into the shape of like a loaf. And with bread, you use layers of bread and you put the filling in between, and then you cover it in a cream cheese, like frosting, as it were, and however you would want to make your own frosting. But that's a sandwich cake, and then you slice it like you would a loaf cake. And it is absolutely a beautiful cake. You top it with anything you want to, like little pepper, you know, the green peppers, or rather the red peppers you get in a jar, and you can mash them up and make pimento cheese out of them. You can top it with those, with olives, little curled up pieces of ham, parsley, whatever. And if you're interested, go look up a photo of a sandwich, a Scandinavian sandwich cake. I am going to do this in the very near future and see how it works. My fear is keeping the sandwich cake together as you build these layers with your bread. Very, very fascinating to me. Now, do you know a guy? Have you ever heard of a guy? Why is everyone a bestseller? I have 4 books on Amazon. How do I get to put those out there as a bestseller? I'm a best-selling writer. Every single person that posts on social media is a bestseller if they have a book. Well, Joshua Becker is a speaker, an author, an advocate for minimalism. And he has 4 best-selling books, including The More of Less, The Minimalist Homes. And he says, this is quoting him, these books have touched lives globally, and they've been translated into other languages. It's about achieving a clutter-free home. Now, why I bring this up, you have a chance, if you sign up for $99 before the end of April, April 28th, you can be in his class, as it were. He likes to think of 2024 as being the year you declutter your home. Own less, save more, and sign up. His program includes videos, interviews, live webinars, practical articles, weekly challenges, interaction with him, accountability, and a super engaged community to cheer you on. Every Monday, you will receive a video from him, an exclusive interview with one of the brightest minds in the simplicity movement. You will receive a weekly challenge. You will be offered opportunities to engage with the community in private Facebook groups. It offers everything he says, I'm quoting, a book or blog post cannot: community, accountability, and opportunity to ask questions. He says, imagine living in a home that has a serene sanctuary where every room brings joy and peace every single day. It might sound like a dream, but it is achievable, according to Joshua Becker. I agree with him about your home should be serene. It should be your haven. But that's very subjective to what that means. Gary and I, my partner, like to create our home in a manner that makes us comfortable. And while I agree to having a declutter, I'm the kind of person that immediately makes the bed every morning. I mean, it's like zip, zip, because it's not hard. And when you make a bed, it starts your day, to me, off productively. Yeah, then go have coffee, whatever. Check your Facebook, check your social media. But I do that. So I think having your zen in your home is incredibly important, whatever that means to you. However, and I'm all about this. You know what? I have right now a ton of stuff ready to be donated. I have a ton of stuff ready to give to a young girl named Kate for her to have to play with. So I'm about decluttering, and I need to do a lot more of it, actually, in my closet. However, what bothered me about Joshua Becker's $99 opportunity to achieve your zen, to achieve your serene home, don't we have enough pressure already? I mean, really seriously, to do, to achieve, to this or that, in just the state of the world, I don't need a challenge from people. I don't need a weekly challenge. I already have those in other ways. And then every Monday, I'm going to receive a video and an interview from the brightest of minds. And the weekly challenge to be completed. Well, no, that does not give me a serene attitude, Joshua. I'm sorry. I don't want to engage in the community either. I'm sorry. Sorry, it's still allergy season here. Sorry. I don't. I'm sorry. Even though I'm out there on social media, sometimes don't you just want to be a hermit? It's like, I don't want to talk to you about how you decluttered and how much better you are at it than I am. I am not in competition with anyone about decluttering a home. Yes, I am on a roll here because I'm going to pay $99 to be stressed out because I have a challenge that I have to meet from Joshua. I have to engage with these strangers about, where are we? What have we done? What have we accomplished? Let's take a look at how you've decluttered, how you are now a minimalist. I don't need that kind of pressure. I don't need that kind of pressure. I put enough pressure on myself. All right. However, what is fun, it's Friday, is to talk about entertaining and achieving a sense of, it's the weekend, it's Friday, we're going to enjoy the evening, we're going to make a cocktail that we can put in a beautiful coupe or flute or whatever it is that you use. I am very picky about my glassware, my stemware. That is true. Now, here's another personal thing I'm sharing. Because I like Waterford Crystal the way it dings when you thump it. But don't thump it. Because those babies are $100 up per glass, depending on what you get. But let's talk about a French 75 cocktail that you could welcome the weekend with your, you know what, make the sandwich cake. How cool is this? Kind of bohemian. You make the sandwich cake in the shape of a loaf. You slice it into pieces. And you have a French 75 cocktail. Now, I have liked French 75 cocktails for many, many years now. Introduced to me by a group of fantastic young girls in Miami on my birthday. First time I had it. And had it ever since. It's really pretty simple if you don't like gin, you won't like it. French 75 is made with gin, champagne, and lemon juice, and just a splash of simple syrup. And by the way, make your own simple syrup. It's super easy. Don't buy it. There's no need to buy it. Put sugar and water in a saucepan, turn it on, let it warm, turn it off, and it's done in a matter of literal less than 5 minutes. The earliest version, though, of a French 75 is traced back to Harry's Bar in Paris. And I got to tell you, I love Paris. We travel a lot and recently had a big conversation with someone about the rudeness of Parisians. Well, I've had ruder people right here around where I live. Honestly, I have. Yeah, people are rude everywhere. So, you know, move on. But Paris in August, we just went in this past August, is magical. And it's kind of shut down a bit because they go away for their holiday, Parisians. But not everything is. I mean, that's what makes it beautiful, is that things are still open. I wish I were in Paris right now, today. But back to the French 75 cocktail. And serve it, I serve it, we serve it. Gary makes it. He's the master. And that's the problem when you have someone in your life, in your, you know, that you share life with that makes the best cocktails. It's really hard when we're out because, like, no, we get this better at home because you really make these cocktails correctly and by how they're supposed to be made. But you put all of that together, by the way, and you vigorously shake it, except the champagne. Do not shake the champagne. You pour that in later. It's called a French 75, if you're wondering, because it refers to the word 75 in French. I didn't know this until recently, a 75 millimeter gun used during World War I. And it packed a real punch. So a wine educator back in the day gave the name French 75 to this cocktail way, way, way back there at that time. I think it depends on how much gin you add, what kind of gin. Gin has a very juniper taste, and that's why some people don't like it. You can make a similar drink like with the same ingredients except vodka. It's not as good. It's just definitely not as good. But to each their own, right? I always love these quotes, and I love sharing them with you. And this is one I like, I think, because I know a young girl, and I know a preteen, getting close to being a teen. And life can be very cruel right now, especially if you are on social media. People can bash you. Strangers can bash you. I have it happen to me, and I have, you know, I'm a grown woman out there saying, hey, you know, I know how to handle that. But when you're a child and social media can be very, very cruel to young people. When I was a kid, you had something called a slam book. I've been bullied. I was bullied. I was bullied terrible in the eighth grade. And that's a terrible age. Anyway, I was 12 years old when I started eighth grade. And it's a terrible age anyway, as far as you're growing up, you're in between being a child and being a teenager. And then to be bullied for an entire school year, including by a teacher, by the way. In today's world, I'd be rich because I would be sitting pretty for all, especially from that the school allowed that to happen by a science teacher, a male science teacher. So I like this very much. Never tell a little girl that when a boy is mean or rude to her, it's because he has a crush on her. Don't teach her that abuse is a sign of love. Cruelty is never a sign of love. I don't care your age. Kindness. And if you can't have that, get out of the relationship. Whether, you know, you're reading stuff on social media or it's happening in your real life. Flip side of that is tell your boys how to behave, how to treat women. I am very, very fortunate in that my significant other had a mother and father that treated each other with love and respect, and that's what he grew up watching, and that is what is in him today. His mother was a strong woman, so he has no problem with a strong woman. She was incredibly strong. And this is her birthday month, by the way, and his dad's birthday month is April, and they're terribly, terribly missed. But flip side of that, teach your boys, respect. Girls, respect. Boys, respect. Let's have some respect in general. But I'm going to end with this one because it's also about young people. I picked this up from Ella F. Shar on Facebook. He said, I started asking my 12-year-old son, excuse me, who did you help today? Instead of asking how was school. He now starts his stories with, I held the door, helped a friend with math, or asked someone to sit with us at lunch. He now proactively shares how he was helpful at school. I like that so much. I hope that you have a great weekend. Thank you for being here with my podcast. do find Travel Bistro, even if you don't travel, because I still, inject things that you may find amusing, maybe not. Thank you for continuing. Thank you for continuing to visit our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Thank you for reading Gary at Splash Magazine Worldwide. It's an amazing publication out there. All Things Cruise, he's on there. He writes for All Things Cruise and puts a lot of stuff on North Palm Beach Life. Just search. We have a search bar. Get in there and search for stuff. Search for my previous podcast on Gigi and the 561 or search for Travel Bistro. I do have those books on Amazon, and I am going to find a way so I can get that sticker that says bestseller, because not everyone can be a bestseller. And yet they are. So I'm gonna do some research on that. Put that sticker on my stuff. They're just fun reads. I don't pretend they're anything else. They're the kind of thing you would sit on a plane, you would sit on a beach, you would sit in your living room, whatever, and read. They're that kind of novel. But the characters in my novel, I made them up. They're composites of people that I know, have known, or would like to know. But they're people I'd like to hang out with. I created my own friends within my novels. If you need to know more about how to find them on Amazon, Pamela Barker, go find them. Not a problem. Help me become a bestseller. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to my podcast. But mainly, get out there and enjoy what you're doing. Don't let Joshua Becker and his making you tidy up your place to be serene. I believe in a tidy place. Believe me, I want the place to be pristine and lovely as can be. But no one needs the pressure of the competition with strangers about making your place serene, right? Am I right? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great weekend, because this is Friday. I'm Pam Barker, Gigi and the 561. Stay with me.